She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Talk of the Town, and Marge is in the studio, and she has a special guest for you here this morning, and we're going to turn the microphone over to her. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, good. And I'm so pleased to have with me this morning somebody that I feel is very special, and I'm pleased to know him, and hopefully he will be around when I depart this beautiful world. But anyway, he's from the mausoleum over on Mount Vernon Avenue. And I'm down there by Huntington Bank. I can look right over there, and then I can look back over. And I don't have much money there. But anyway, it's nice to know that I will be able to look over there at that beautiful building, too. And we're so happy to have you. And he's saying, well, who is this person? Okay. Well, he's a real favorite person of mine. His name is?
Tom Beckel.
Tom Beckel. Yeah. And I'm so pleased to have him on the air today. He's going to try to explain a little bit about the mausoleum, because people have misconceptions.
Well, yes, they do. We call it one of the best kept secrets in Marion. That building, actually, they started, and what they did was they sold all the apartments inside to pay for the construction of the building. Mm-hmm. They started selling it in 1896.
Wow.
They finished selling everything off in 1904, started building about 1907, 1908, and opened it up in 1916. When it opened, there was nothing there. It was all farmland around it, and it was the only thing there. The inside of the building is all Italian marble.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside of the building is all Lake Erie limestone, including the roof.
Nice.
So it's a really neat building. And what one of the things that always gets me is that when it's 20 below zero, it's 40 degrees in there.
Oh.
And when it's 90 degrees, it's 50 degrees in there. I don't know how it happened, but it never gets really, really cold, and it never gets really, really hot. So it's a pretty interesting building.
Right.
I've never been in there. I'm going to check
that out.
Oh,
you're missing it. It is absolutely beautiful in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has carpet on the floor, and it's really well done. Very pretty. I walked in there. I was amazed.
Yeah.
I was amazed. I'm losing my... We'll take it off.
So what is the hours there? I mean...
We are actually... the door's locked and it's closed. We do open the day before Memorial Day on Sunday and Memorial Day. Anyone who has any relative interred there should have a key.
okay.
And they can go in and out as they want.
Nice.
So the only reason why we lock the doors is because, you know, we're afraid of vandalism and, you know, and homelessness and that kind of stuff. So just to keep the property up, we keep the door locked. But like I say, anybody who has family in there, they were given a key at one time. Now, about every year, there's about 10 keys that I end up giving where they've lost it or somebody's passed away and don't know where it's at. But, yeah.
So. You're probably wondering what Mr. Beckel's role is in this whole thing. He's the president.
I am the president of the Board of Trustees for the Marian Mausoleum Association.
Nice.
We are a 501c3. And we just, our duties is to maintain the property.
Gotcha. And so that's going to bring me to my next question. Since you have 501c3, after you are completely filled up, are you guys going to add on, or do you, or how do you guys maintain the property?
We were fortunate enough to have a family who left us a significant amount of money that is in a certificate of deposit.
Nice.
And according to our bylaws, we cannot touch the principal, but we get the interest off of it every month as a perpetual care fund.
Nice.
So we do have that perpetual care.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about it falling into disarray like many of them that you've seen around.
Right.
Because the company that built this one, they build them all over. You know, Upper Sandusky, Bucyrus, they're everywhere. Tiffin, they're everywhere. And so we were fortunate enough to have somebody who saw what could happen.
Nice.
And so we are able to maintain the property.
Nice.
Well, I think there's a lot of misconceptions, because when I was a child, we have one in Tiffin, Ohio, and we would always go to the cemetery. We visited the cemetery quite frequently to see our loved ones.
Sure.
And make sure that they were comfortable as they could be. And I remember wanting to be in the mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, "Now, Margaret, this is something that's very expensive. You probably will never be in a mausoleum. So, you know, you better just get yourself a lot and not worry about that." And I thought, "I'm going to be in a mausoleum, Dad." And he goes in, "Well, honey, if that's what you think, you go ahead and dream." So when I found out that there was one for sale, I got myself in the car. Out I went, met this wonderful person, Mr. Beckel, and he said, "Are you sure you can afford that?" And I thought, "Oh, Dad, you were wrong for the first time in your life. You know, I can afford this." And so we looked around, and I think I went kind of up in the upper part of the mausoleum, if I remember right.
Right.
And I went out there and I sat down and I got a book, and there's carpet on the floor, beautiful carpet. I mean, this place is like home.
Yeah, it's
nice. You know, really it is. Yeah. And I fell in love with it. And I just know that I'm going to be happy there.
Yeah, and the part of the secret is that it's probably the cheapest way you could be put away. Mm-hmm. There's two different kinds of, they call them apartments, believe it or not. And when you buy one, you get a deed for your appointment, for your apartment. And most of them are head to foot. So you've got about a 32 by 32 inch opening that the casket goes in. And then those are $600. And then it's the same amount to have it opened upon your death and closed up, and to have the footstone engraved. So for $1,200, you're done.
Wow.
You know, so it's really cheap. Now, originally it was for the very rich. I mean, you walk through there and you see the people that are in there, and you see people like the Baines, that Bain Avenue is named after, and the Van Attas, and you see Wesley King and all these people.
and the doctors and the original Gunder for Gunder Funeral Home. So you know that it was the upper crust. But but being a 501c3, we aren't in it for profit. And since we're not in it for profit, then, you know, it's gotten cheaper over the years, and it's really, really nice, beautiful. The carpets that Margaret mentioned is they were donated to us by someone who is interred in there in the 1940s.
Wow.
These carpets are wool carpets, and they've got big pink flowers.
Oh, that's
a
beautiful.
Black carpet with big pink flowers, and it's absolutely beautiful.
And they have white benches in there made out of wrought iron.
Yep, wrought iron.
And benches. I love sitting there, and mine's right under a window. I mean, you know, I'm right there by the window. I can sit in there and read, and then you can go in there with your key and sit. You know, I tell you, you couldn't wish. I hope my dad knows that I'm going to be there because he would be pleased. He really would be.
Right.
Because I was happy to be able to afford to, you know, go there.
That's nice.
You know, one of the big questions that I've had over the years is there are torches in the stained glass windows in the front, and the torches are upside down.
Really? Is there a reason for that?
Well, that's what I wondered. And I started asking people, and Carol Neidhart, believe it or not, he figured it out. He said that way back when they would inter somebody, even in a graveyard, they would carry torches to the graveyard. And then coming back, they'd hold the torches upside down, signifying that they had been buried. And that's the reason why those torches are upside down.
Oh,
and it's pretty cool because if you look at it real close, the flame coming out of the torch turns around and goes up, so you can see it was meant to be upside down. And so that's pretty interesting.
He's an interesting person. I had him in class, and he used to just talk, you know, about all kinds of things. We had more fun with his with his talks than we did with the actual psychology. But we had fun, and it was wonderful to have him in class.
Yeah.
And then I'm now on the board for the museum of the Huber tractors and all that.
Yeah.
And when I was a child, during the war, we didn't have people to drive tractors and things. So my grandfather said, well, there's Huber. You get out there and start plowing.
Yeah.
And I think they were trying to get rid of me, to tell you the truth, because they put me right along the Timeout Creek, you know, and it was high water a lot of times. Cover bridge with big spaces like that, probably, what, 12 inches at least. And I always afraid that I'd get my wheels caught.
Yeah.
You know, I held on to the wheels of that tractor to go across, and it was clippity-clip, clippity-clip.
Yeah.
So I was scared to death, but I went anyway. I wouldn't go a boy. I was shine me, and then there was a neighbor boy that liked to drive that tractor when I wasn't around, and I didn't like that very well.
Yeah.
I didn't like him touching my tractor.
I understand.
Well, anyway, my brother-in-law knew what that tractor meant to me, so he, unbeknownst to me, he put it in mint shape. It's gorgeous, and it's trimmed in gold.
Yeah.
And it was real funny because I was asked to be on the board, and I was just thrilled to death, and still thrilled to death that I'm on the board.
Yeah.
And so I went out there, and I thought, I got to find something to wear to match that tractor. Lo and behold, I didn't even know I had it. I had a green slacks and a gold top.
Oh, yeah.
So, boy, I put that on, and you other people had those same things on.
Yeah.
When I got there, I was just pleased to death to think that I selected that, and it matched my tractor.
Hallelujah.
Now, they put my tractor with another tractor very similar in the back of the building now.
Uh-huh.
And so we're together.
That's so good.
I don't know who the person is, but my two tractors, the two tractors are together.
Yeah.
And so they're side by side. Yeah. Very well done.
Yeah.
And so I'm dressed like my tractor with the gold.
Yeah.
And the other person's with the whatever color he chose, but he had green and something else on.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. That's
so awesome. It's real funny. I mean, I got my prayers answered because when I was a little kid, I just prayed that I had that tractor.
Can anybody go look at them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, where are they located at?
Pardon?
Where are they located at? Like, what we're at? Where are they at?
Oh, they're at the museum at the fairground.
Oh, at the fairground.
Yeah, and they're way in the back, and they're twins.
Oh, okay.
And they're beautiful. They're beautiful back there.
Yep.
Interesting.
You'll have to go out there.
Yeah, I'll have to check that. I have two places I have to go check on my bucket list.
Yes, you must check that.
Yeah.
Well, you need to know, if you want a, you know, a private appointment to view, all you got to do is call me.
Okay.
I do them quite often. You know, people call me and say, hey, we'd like to go in, or you know, we lost our key, and I'll meet them there. So all that you have to do is call me, and if anybody wants to privately look at the mausoleum, all they have to do is call me on my cell phone, and the number is 740-225-6627. And, you know, we can arrange a time where I can meet you there and take you through and that, so...
Dad, do you have a lot of spots open still?
There's about 80.
80?
Yeah, okay. and that number fluctuates. Every year we end up buying a few back.
Oh, okay.
And in the state of Ohio, it's against the law to make a profit on a grave. So I have to search what their grandparents or great-grandparents paid for it, because that's the amount I have to buy it for. Okay. And so... But we buy 4 to 6 a year, and it varies depending on the time of the year, and you know, but it's somewhere close to 80. It holds 350 total.
Wow.
So, which is quite a few. In 2016, that's when Marge bought hers, we celebrated the 100th anniversary.
Nice.
And so we were all dressed in that 1920 kind of style garb, and I even grew a handlebar mustache for that.
Nice.
And then the year after, in 2017, we were lucky enough to receive a Ohio historical marker, and it's out in front, and it's very cool, very, very cool. And I thank Randy Winland and the Marion Historical Society for helping to make that happen, because that's just neat to have.
And it will be open again this spring.
Yep, it'll be open the day before Memorial Day and Memorial Day next year. And
So the, how many different? So there's two different sizes. You can get a long one,
yeah.
And you get a.
There's when you walk in, there's two alcoves,
okay,
which are back this way from the main entrance. They're back towards the door, and okay, those are the casket goes in sideways, and that's what Marge's is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one or two of those left. Of course, there's only like 8 of them total.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are all, they call them head to foot. They put you in head first, and then it's called a foot stone,
okay,
that covers it. And it's marble too.
Oh, okay.
And then Help Monument, they do the engraving. They do the opening and the closing, and they do the engraving of the stone.
So is it two different prices then?
Yeah. So you've got $600 for the apartment, and
okay,
then you've got another $600 for the opening and closing.
Open.
So it's $1,200 total.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. And that's for either way, if you get the long one? Or
no, the long one is more.
The long one's more?
I'm in the long one.
Yeah.
I want room to stretch.
Yeah, there you go.
They're
$1,000.
$1,000? Yeah.
Okay. And it's 1,000 close as well?
And then it's 1,000 opening and closing, okay, and engraving. But the there's only like one or two of those left, because there was only 8 of them to begin with.
Yeah.
And but most of them are the what we call the head to foot.
Gotcha. Now, do you have to have the cash up front or the payment up front, or do you do payments?
We can do payments.
You can.
We can.
Okay.
We've done them in the past.
Okay.
And usually what we do is something like you could do 10 payments of $60 a month.
Oh, okay.
In order to pay for it, you know, your, nice, your apartment. And then when it's done, you receive your deed and a key to the door.
Nice.
So,
okay,
yeah.
All right, folks, if you have any questions for Tom Beckel or Marge, give us a call, 740-333-9944. The phone lines are open. This is very interesting. I go by it all the time, and I've never been in it. I'm
yeah,
going to have to check that out.
There's a lot of people that even they'll say, well, I didn't even know that this was a mausoleum,
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm,
and because it sits there.
I think I'm like Marge. I'd rather be up above the ground.
Yeah, well,
maybe I'll check it in.
have any water, that's for sure.
You don't have to worry about drowning.
Nope. I'm right out there. But seriously, I went past that for years, wondering if I would be able to ever, you know, even go in it, leave alone ever purchase anything.
Yeah.
And I know my dad is probably saying, I'm so happy the girl got what she wanted. Yeah. Now, my poor husband is now living over at the cemetery, Marion Cemetery, but I could go there if I wanted to, or maybe I could go there 6 months and then go back over there.
Well,
kidding, of course. But it's something that I always wanted and wanted to do, but didn't know how to do it. And so met this young man and found out all about it, and so I got a nice apartment.
So if I wanted to go visit somebody, and they said the loved one has to give you their key?
Right. Right.
Okay.
So, and then you could go and okay. whatever, but yeah.
Okay.
The family themselves have one, and, okay. and you know, if the family wants to make copies, there it's not a do not copy key. They can make a copy of their key.
Nice.
But, so, you know, they could do whatever they want. We just want to make sure that each family has one, and, you know, if there's six kids and they need five copies, go see Brad.
All right.
So, but we do have, there are, because a lot of people ask me, when was the first interment?
Mm-hmm.
And we have two, a man and his wife, I can't think of the name right now. They were farmers. He actually passed away in 1896, and she passed away in 1913. Well, the place didn't open until 16. But what had happened was they bought them, and then they exhumed them and put them in there at the opening. And so it's pretty neat, all the things that have been done. The last one was done, it was a baby last January, and a little baby. And, it, you know, I think he lived like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So, but... It's nice that people can go into a place like that, and it's just, I mean, it is beautiful. Chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, I mean, when they built this thing, it was neat. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got crystal chandeliers and marble everywhere, and it's a really nice place. You feel comfortable mm-hmm. going in there.
So. I've had the question asked, what happens if they decide to move it? Or tear it down. They're not going to tear it down.
Well, they can't.
No.
That's the whole thing, because of the perpetual care fund. Yeah. I mean, some of these, they have, you know, moved the people out and tore the buildings down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that perpetual care fund, that'll go on forever. And, you know, it just depends. You know, if you get... 3% on your money, then all of a sudden, you know, we got $120 a month to spend to keep the place up. So,
right.
you know, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, times change and things mm-hmm. change, you know.
Yeah.
A year ago, we made the decision because, unfortunately, the minimum billing for electricity was like $45 a month, and we don't use that much. And so what we did was we put a generator in. And so now you just hit a switch and the generator comes on and you got lights when you need them. Okay. And it was designed to save money because, you know, interest rates have been down for so long. So that money, you know, we weren't getting as much. So,
right.
But, you know, you have to control that. So, mm-hmm. you know, and we spend probably, I don't know, $600-$700 a year on lawn care. Just on lawn mm-hmm. care.
Wow.
So, you know, it takes some to keep it up and keep it going. But, we try to do something small every year as an improvement to it.
Now, when you guys do run out of room,
yeah,
you know, it might happen one day.
Right.
Do you have land to add on to it?
No.
You don't?
No. Okay. No. Then it will just be all visitations and...
Okay.
You know that, but I don't know how long it's going to take for that to happen, because, like I said, there were I've been the president of the board of trustees for 30 years.
Wow! Oh, my congratulations!
Lord. Oh, that's a long time.
Years, 1988, and When I came in 30 years ago, there was 92 available, and there's 80 now. And we've probably sold 30. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, from people going, hey, my grandparents had two of those out there, and they didn't use them, and nobody's used them. What can I do? Well, we can buy them back from you. And originally, they sold them all, and most of the people that bought them gave most of them back. And that was designed to be the perpetual care of the property. However, when those original people paid their $115 in 2018, all of a sudden, that ain't no money at all.
Right.
And so that's why we were blessed to have somebody who left us a sizable amount that we can use to perpetually care for the property.
Now, the other question I was going to ask you, the person, say the loved one didn't want to use it after all, can you transfer it in somebody else's name?
You can. It can be transferred once.
Okay.
You can either transfer it or you can sell it back. So okay. you've got a couple choices there.
Okay, so, nice.
Yeah.
Can't imagine anybody wanting to sell that beautiful place back.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is, truly. I'm telling you, you need to go out there and visit.
Is it what's some of the reasons why they sell them back? It's because they either move out of state or...
No. Most of it is people who call me and say, hey, my great-grandparents had two of those out there, and they didn't use them, and I got the deeds here, and what can I do? Well, your choices are you can transfer them if you want them, or you can sell them back. Okay. And if you sell them back, you have to sell them back for what you paid for them.
Gotcha.
And so... So it's pretty cool. And how I got involved in all this is my grandmother didn't want to be buried underground. Mm-hmm. My grandfather didn't care. And so they bought two, and they were interred there. And so as a result, the family decided we all need to be there. So my mother's going to be there, and I'm going to be there. And my mother's sister is already in there, and her husband, and her daughter, and her daughter's husband. So we've got a whole end right there that is all our family. And so we just decided that, you know, as reasonable as it was, and when I bought mine, I bought it on time. I, you know, paid. There's two different ways you can do it. You can do 10 payments of $60 or 6 payments of $100. And, you know, I mean, that 6 payments of $100 in 6 months, it's yours. You know, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Nice.
And you can put it with your important papers, or if you've already got everything and you've talked to the director, the funeral director, and got everything figured out, you can give it to him, and they know, they call me and say, you know, so-and-so is going to be in whatever apartment, and then I call Halps and I meet him out there and we get it all ready. So.
Now, who takes care of Halps now?
His name is Steve Redman.
Oh.
He bought the business from Jack.
Oh.
So, okay. And just a great guy. I've known him for years. Just a great guy. Good stonemason. And so, and he usually does some kind of a rendering of what the people tell him that they want. And then they approve it. And then he'll go ahead and cut the stone and put it in. So.
Gotcha.
So you can have the stone cut before you die.
Well, you could, but you couldn't put the...
The date on, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to have it engrave that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah. Because that's what they do to the tombstones right now, right? Because like if you go to like a gravesite and the person's not passed away, they just put a year they weren't born, but it's not on there yet.
Yeah, but if you drive through a cemetery, here's what you're going to see. You're going to see a bunch of them that says born 1941, and they'll have a dash, and then it'll say 19. Wonder what they do with that now.
I don't know. That's a good question. You're right. I don't know.
But, you know, I tell everybody, you know what the important part is, right? The important part's the dash.
That's right. That's right. The important part is the dash. That's
right. Correct. But I think there's so many people go by it every day, and I bet if you stopped them, they wouldn't even know what that is.
Nope.
They have no clue.
Yeah.
In you guys' opinion, what do you think we haven't sold out yet? Because this opened in what year?
1916,
and here is 2018. Mm-hmm. It's because I think it's because people don't know enough about it because people thought it was for the rich, but now,
and
it's not.
And to tell you the truth, I mean, we don't advertise it. I'm just going to tell you. I mean, all the funeral directors know about it, and they will call me from time to time and say, "Hey, so and so's interested, or so and so has questions," and I'll call the people and talk to them. But it's not like it's, you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know. And I guess I wouldn't feel good about advertising a gravesite.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not highly advertised. And just a really neat place. Anybody that walks through there, they're going to see names from Marion history. Mm-hmm. And they're going to see, you know, different people. The original, are you from Marion?
Yeah, I'm from Marion. Yep.
Okay. Do you remember Gallagher's Drugstore?
Gallagher's Drugstore.
Yeah. It is now the parking lot for the Union Bank there on the corner of Main and Center.
I think so.
There's a parking lot that goes around it. And Gallagher's, you could go in on Main Street and come out on Center.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Gallagher is out there. So, you know, as you walk through and look, you're going to see a lot of names. And you're going to go, hey, I know a street by that name. Like I said, the Baines.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really neat to just walk through and look at and see all the names of people who are in there. So
again, you want to give you contact information that somebody wants to reach out and maybe purchase one?
Sure. If you're interested in purchasing one, if you're interested in touring the place, anything like that, feel free to give me a call. My name's Tom Beckel, and you can reach me at 740-225-6627.
And if you forget that and don't know what to do, just call one of the funeral homes. And there's one in particular that has the information.
Oh, they all do. They all do.
They really freely
I'm first name basis with just about every funeral. Well, you know, I'm also a pastor, so between doing funerals and doing the mausoleum, most funeral directors in Marion know me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. There is a man that does do this before you came here today as a pastor.
Yeah.
And he's very informative and does a very nice job. You might want to hook up with him, too.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
But I was just pleased when I went over there on, it was in May, I believe it was, on Memorial Day, and found out all about this. And I love those big flowers and that carpet. It is truly beautiful. You must go over.
I will.
I'm telling you, no kidding, you'll never believe it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Now, if I know you have 501c3, mm-hmm. and I know you said you right now you have plenty of money to keep it going for years to come.
Correct.
But if, say I have a loved one in there, or if myself is in there, you never know. And my people want to take, you know, make sure I'm going to be taken care of.
Right.
Can they donate money?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Because, and again, we are a 501c3, so any monies received obviously is tax deductible.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because I looked at it and was the 501c3 was written in like 1939.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, all the paperwork, I found all the original paperwork. But we are a 501c3. And so, you know, if you want to give money, then obviously that's tax deductible.
Hey, that'd be nice because you never know. You know, you want to make sure your loved ones taken care of years to come. So,
and that's why these people did it, you know, because it's a whole family in there.
Yeah.
And so they left that money to make sure that the place would always be there for their family.
Nice.
And it's very nice, very nice that they did that. So.
All right. We have about 10 minutes here left.
Oh, the time went fast.
Yeah, time flies when you have a fun,
doesn't it?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, when he so graciously said he would come, I was just pleased as punch, because I'm just so excited about it. They can hardly wait to get there.
Well, don't take any shortcuts.
No, I'm not going to take any shortcuts.
I'm just telling you, that's not good.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, but I can't take my two kitties.
Yeah, well, that's because they might still be alive. Maybe. You don't know.
Well, you never know.
But one of them is going to be buried with you.
One is being buried.
The one
that's over at at the doctor's office.
Yeah, the one that you lost.
I lost.
And we've done that several times.
Yeah.
Loved ones. I've seen, you know, we've put one be cremated, and then the other one we'd put it in the casket and put the whole casket in and put two names on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that. You know, once it's sealed, it can't be reopened according to the bylaws.
Right.
So, you know, you can't go, well, you know, can I be cremated later and put in there? It can't happen. But, you know, if it works out the other way, you can do that. It's not against any law.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that our bylaws say that once it's sealed, it cannot be unsealed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Callie and I were together 17 years. That's my former cat.
That's a long time.
And before that, I had lots of cats. But Callie and I were just blood cats.
Yeah.
I mean, she was such a wonderful animal.
Yeah.
And these two are, too. They're every bit as cute and neat as she was.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put them in there.
Yeah.
Callie and I had a special relationship. She was a wonderful animal.
Yeah,
absolutely. So what is the average funeral cost? I mean, you said it's cheaper go this way almost.
Well, you know, if you, and as far as the funeral home costs, they're going to be the same. You know,
okay.
So it is what it is. Newcomer advertises it for $27.50 plus the casket.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So it just depends there. But if you compare it to being put in the ground, if you buy a plot in a cemetery, it averages about $900 for the plot.
Okay.
Then you have to buy a headstone, which can be upwards of $2,000-$3,000, probably more. And then you have to buy a vault,
mm-hmm.
which is another $1,000 or so.
Wow.
So you can see where those costs add up, whereas this, I mean, $1,200, I'm done. I had somebody ask me just last night. They said, are you going to be cremated? I go, I don't know. They said, what do you mean you don't know? I said, I don't care.
Yeah, but we have to come to our parties and stuff like that.
But I said, I don't care. I ain't going to be here.
Right.
I said, if they want to have an Irish wake and get my body out of the casket and dance with it, go for it.
There you go.
You know, if they want to stake me out under a tree and see how long it takes the worms to eat me, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not going to be here anyhow.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, there are people who, they plan and they want to, you know, and we try to be there to help them in any way we can. So
basically, the only cost that you have is your casket. $600 for your area, and $600 for closing.
Plus, you know, I mean, obviously you got all the fees of the funeral director. So you're going to have that, you know, the embalming and all that junk.
Yeah.
But and if you have a visitation, they charge you for that and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it's whatever the funeral director charges.
Okay.
So, and usually that includes all that stuff and the casket.
Okay.
So you have that, and beyond that, it's only $1,200.
Well, I think people thought I was morbid. They've said, I can't believe that you've already planned all that. I said, I planned it when I was a kid. I knew I wanted to be in there, and I was going to be in there somehow, not realizing that when I met you, that I could actually buy a place and get in there where I was going to be above ground. I did not want to be in the ground.
See, I you know, I think that's smart. I think everybody needs to plan their funeral.
It's what you want.
Yeah, it's because, you know, think about it. I mean, you should not put the burden onto your family.
That's the key, is because, you know, the family goes, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, And
a lot of people don't have the money to do that extra type of thing.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know, it's easier to, you know, have some kind of an idea, at least where your body's going to spend forever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So, you know, we just try to assist with part of that and help them out. And I love it. You get to meet so many nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and become friends with a lot of them, like Marge and I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a bigger person, okay?
So am I.
So the area in the mausoleum, would I fit in there?
Well, I asked them that.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I said, hey, what do they do with me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they said, when they make an oversized casket, this is going to sound crazy. Yeah. If you look at a regular casket, you'll notice that it has like a trim at the bottom and at the top, and then it goes in, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, for a bigger person, it doesn't go in. So the casket would still fit.
Oh, okay.
Now, I would suppose if I weighed 1,000 pounds, they might have to knock a wall out.
But, right.
But
don't knock my wall out.
It's really, I mean, it's made to fit most everybody. Uh-huh. And while the average casket is 6 foot long, the apartments are 7 foot long. So even someone who's really tall, it'll work for them. Okay?
Oh, okay,
so they thought about all that when they did all of this.
That's good.
So yeah, so okay. It's
so I'm safe.
I you'd be safe.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you and me, we're okay.
So you'll be able to come over there.
Yeah, there you go.
You need to get over there and get yourself a
place. Is the spot open by her?
I think maybe the one below her.
I think one below
me. One below you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Knock.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing down there? No kidding. I mean, when we were children, cemeteries were important to families.
That's right.
Yeah.
They really were. We went out there frequently.
Well, you know, every year, twice a year, I decorate. My mother had a sister, died at 9 months old.
Mm.
My grandmother had a brother that only lived for 4 days, and they're about three apart over there in Marion Cemetery. My great-great-grandmother is buried 2 rows back from that.
Mm.
My aunt, my great-aunt and her husband, and I decorate all those for Christmas and for Memorial Day, you know? And it's weird because a lot of people, when they go, where you been? I say, I've been in the cemetery planting flowers. And they go, you got to be getting, what are you doing over there doing that? Well, that's, my grandmother said, made my mother promise that she would take care of those graves.
Really?
And when my mother's gone, I'm going to take care of them too, because it's family.
But who's going to take care of them when
that's
you
right.
go?
I don't know.
We have to figure that out, won't we?
Well, somebody will step up. Somebody.
Yeah. Or try to so,
but yeah, it's a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in there every 3 months, just changing the things on my grandparents' ledges, you know. So my mom has spring, summer, fall, Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll stop by and at the season change, and I'll go in there and change them.
Now, you can't put flowers in there, of course,
you
right?
Can.
You can.
Yeah. You can put flowers in there.
Okay.
Don't forget, put a couple flowers in for
I'll
me.
I'll do that for you.
Okay. You have a ledge. It's about three and a half inches wide.
Okay.
And you can put whatever you want on that ledge. I mean, that's yours. That's part of the deed. And so, you know, and so there's quite a few of them in there that are mm-hmm. decorated.
You need really to go over and see it, because it is something that's history.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, yes. You really need to.
And I'm still seriously thinking about getting one myself.
Yeah,
I ever since you brought that up to me, Marge, I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. See, I'd rather be above ground myself.
I would too. I always did when I was a child. I wanted to be above ground. I did not want to be in the ground.
Yeah.
And everybody used to laugh at me.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
When I first came on the board, the lady that was our treasurer, her name was Mary Kay Miley.
Okay.
And Mary Kay was the secretary to the president of Whirlpool for many years. Wonderful, wonderful lady. And she said she was on the top row. And I said, why would you want to be clear up there? Nobody can get up there to decorate it or anything. She said, when Jesus comes back, I'm going to be the first one out.
Oh, there you go. That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, everybody has different reasons to go in different spots. And it's really nice. They're about 5 high, actually, on the wall. Most of them are about 5 high. And
I think I should be at the bottom because, you know, you never know if it caves in, I'll crush everybody.
No, it's built to last. You'll be okay.
I'll be all right.
And we've got a thing in there that we can just crank it up, crank the casket up, and then it's got another crank. It cranks it in.
There you go.
We're good. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well, it looks like we have about 20 seconds. You want to finish
up? Well, I want to thank you so very much for coming. If anyone has any questions, please call and get them put aside so that they don't have to worry about it anymore.
And I thank you for inviting me.
And I'm really very happy about where I'm going to be. I know where I'm going.
Yes.
And I'm really pleased. And I can't thank you enough for taking your time and showing me, talking to me about it.
Well, thank you.
And I know people thought I was crazy, but that's all right. Fits my personality being a psychologist. But anyway, thank you again for coming.
And thank you.
And I think having him every once in a while just to kind of let people know that it is something that is always going to be there.
Yeah.
They're not going to take and put a highway through there. They've already got one.
That's right.
And so, it has 80 spots left, folks.
I've got
so
about 80.
Get out there and get one. Well, that should be 79. I'm going to get mine next.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming. And Exchange Club is coming up right after these words.
Okay. Thank you very much.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. And